I met Max Camp in 1975, when I was just out of high school and had gotten married. My then husband Tony worked at Leelock Motor Sales in Punxsutawney, and Max was a regular visitor there. He also was a friend of Tony's. I had known who Max was because he had gotten a divorce from his first wife Sharon, and lived alone on West Mahoning Street, and used to sit out on his porch with his German Shepherd Heidi. I used to drive by when I was in high school and beep at him. I thought he was cute. My best friend Cheryl Rubin was always with me. When I actually met him at Leelock Motor, he was very charming and sweet to me, and he said he knew of me. Shortly after that, he started to drive up and down Perry Street, where I was living, and I used to sun myself a lot, and eventually he stopped one afternoon and asked me if I needed help with my tanning lotion. I said yes, and he stayed about half an hour. After that, he started to call me daily, and shortly after that, he married Cheryl Harriger from Brookville. Though he was a newlywed, as I almost was, he still called. We had our first sexual encounter in May 1977. I was out jogging across the Margiotti Bridge, and he was in the police-marked cruiser. He stopped me and asked me if I needed a ride. It was about 8 o'clock in the evening. We went to a cemetery near Rossiter, Pennsylvania, and that's where it began. I began talking to him all the time. I even went to see him when he was in the Indiana hospital about that time, in traction. I waited for Cheryl to leave, and I'd go in and perform oral sex on him.